Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 21st, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Google announced updates to provide users with more information about ongoing wildfires. When searching for a wildfire in Search, Google will show a map featuring a near real-time boundary of the fire. This feature was initially piloted in California last year and is now rolling out across the U.S. Google Maps will also update with road closures impacted by wildfires and route around roadblocks, as well as providing alert notifications if viewing an area near a wildfire. Google developed the mapping features with input from the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services and uses data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's GOES satellites, which is then processed through Google's geospatial analysis platform Earth Engine, with maps updated hourly. In a blog post, Lyft announced it would suspend ride-hailing operations in California as of 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on August 20th. The move came after a state judge ruled that the service must reclassify drivers as employees rather than independent contractors in accordance with AB 5. However, later yesterday, a California appeals court extended the length of time Uber and Lyft will have to comply with the order. The temporary reprieve gives Uber and Lyft until 5 p.m. Pacific time on August 25th to file written statements agreeing to expedite procedures stated in the order, including a new timeline and sworn statements saying the companies have plans to reshape their businesses if their ballot initiative Prop 22, which would exempt ride-sharing and food delivery gig workers from AB 5, fails in November. An Uber and Lyft spokesman said that they will continue to run as normal until the stay expires. Volkswagen began production of its ID.4 all-electric SUV in a factory in Zwickau, Germany. This is VW's second all-electric ID-branded vehicle, and the first ID vehicle slated to be produced and sold in China, Europe, and the U.S. Two factories in China will begin production of the ID.4 later in 2020, with VW's factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, scheduled to begin production in 2022. The analysts at Counterpoint Research found that in the first half of 2020, the smartwatch market grew revenue 20%, even as shipments remained flat with 42 million devices. Apple continued to dominate, growing its revenue share 8.2% and now accounting for 51.2% of the market. Garmin and Huawei both overtook Samsung with the second and third most market share, respectively. One in four smartwatches shipped in the half featured cellular connectivity, and 60% featured some form of heart monitoring. Back in June, Reddit announced changes to its hate speech policy, which saw it ban over 2,000 subreddits. Now the company announced that it has seen an 18% reduction in users posting hateful content compared to 2 weeks prior to the ban. It also gave some details about hate speech content on the platform. Subreddits banned in June were viewed by an estimated 365,000 users per day. Overall hateful content amounted to 0.2% of overall total content posted each day, with most of that left in comments and accounting for 0.16% of total views. Overall, 8% of potentially hateful content was reported by users, with 30% of potentially hateful content removed each day by moderators and automated systems. Facebook told The Verge's Casey Newton that it's piloting a new content moderation policy based off of a recent report from the Center for American Progress. The report, titled Fighting Coronavirus Misinformation and Disinformation, suggested that social media platforms suspend algorithmic amplification and prioritize rapid review and fact-checking of trending coronavirus content that displays reliable misinformation markers, as well as creating a privacy-focused system that scans draft posts discussing COVID-19 and suggests quality information instead, as well as embedding quality information and relevant fact-checks around COVID-19-related posts. LG announced that it will bring transparent OLED displays to subways in Beijing and Shenzhen. The 55-inch panels will display real-time information about subway schedules, locations, and transfers on train windows, starting with Line 6 in Beijing and Line 10 in Shenzhen. The company plans to extend the tech to other subway lines over time. The Israeli newspaper Calculist reports that, according to sources, Apple acquired the augmented reality startup Camera AI sometime between 2018 and 2019. The company's employees were reportedly integrated into Apple's computer vision team, with the company's tech already integrated into Apple's product lines. Before the reported acquisition, Camera AI sold an SDK and a set of AR tools that offered the ability to outline objects and apply filters to them in an image, as well as its own software-based background blurring portrait mode. Apple confirmed that users who updated Lightroom CC on iOS to version 5.4 may be missing photos and presets that were not synced to Adobe Cloud, and that the missing data is not recoverable. Adobe subsequently released version 5.4.1, which does not suffer the same data loss bug. It's unclear how widespread the data loss was and how many users were impacted. In a regulatory filing, Amazon announced that Jeff Wilke, CEO of its worldwide consumer business, will retire next year. Current Senior Vice President of Retail Operations, Dave Clark, will succeed him in the role. Wilke initially joined Amazon in 1999 and is part of Amazon's S team of senior executives that report directly to Amazon CEO, Jeff Bezos. And finally, Facebook updated a support page to advise that the classic Facebook UI experience, featuring a blue navigation bar at the top, will no longer be available starting in September. Facebook began rolling out its platform redesign on mobile last year and introduced a wider opt-in web redesign in March. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.